Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for hanging out on this Monday morning. There's a lot happening. What do we have? Major League Baseball World Series back. Game number 3. That series is tied up at 1. We've got Monday Night Football, NBA, NHL. It's all happening right here. This is Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You've got Bet Sweats. And this morning we are joined by NFL insider Jason LaConfora. He hosts the podcast Wanna Bet Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Jason, a number of ways to start this conversation. Let's go Jets. That was sweet justice, wasn't it? For Justin Fields to get not only that win, but the way he performed after his owner just completely bus-tossed him, not even halfway through the season. Not that it's good for it to ever happen, just what Woody Johnson ended up doing to him. Good on Justin Fields for performing in that fashion with that great comeback victory yesterday.
I mean, the maturity and the vulnerability and the character and the passion and the professionalism that he displayed, Justin Fields, in the face of his owner being counter to all that, his owner being moronic, his owner being sophomoric, his owner being a juvenile, his owner never showing any accountability, his owner, I don't know, not really having to work for anything in his damn life, as best I can tell. Yeah. Great win for the Jets. It is sort of a double-edged sword, though, because, you know, Woody Johnson gets that win as well. Look, Justin Fields, I think, is a pretty extraordinary, exemplary young man who's been put in some situations that I think would be fairly untenable for any young quarterback. There's a part of me that will always wonder what would have happened last year if Mike Tomlin would have stuck with him. And there's a part of me that will wonder what would have happened if Fields was healthy enough to come back in late last season when the Steelers wanted to go back to him, when they realized, yeah, Russ is only good for about 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know where he's going. If I represented him, I'd be trying like hell to get him out of New York and get him traded somewhere. You know, Tyrod Taylor, I guess, will be back soon. I think Justin Fields is going to have a long career. He's never going to be what he was drafted to be. But I think he's someone who's going to stick around, who's going to be able to help teams as a backup quarterback, as a spot starter. And I'm not entirely convinced there's no chance he goes somewhere in a quarterback competition and has a third act in his career, at least to some degree, like a Baker Mayfield has or a Sam Darnold. Maybe it turns out to be more like a Tyrod Taylor or a Jacoby Brissett. But I think Justin Fields is going to be sticking around being a part of winning football teams eventually for a long time. And, you know, I'm good on Aaron Glenn for getting that win. But I think Woody Johnson's Jets are going to be a losing proposition for a long time.
I really want them to get the number one pick and take another bust. Like, it's all I want. Is it fair? Like, maybe not, but I want it. I want it to happen.
Is it even fair to say that they took a bust or they busted the kid? Like, I think we really need to reframe what's going on here, because that young man, if he goes somewhere else and has any sort of an incubator around him, he's surrounded by people who know what they're doing. He's in a building where the owner isn't a clown. Like, he's someplace where there are guardrails and accountability and a normal sort of like individuals who are put in place and empowered, who are worthy of the position. You're in a culture that's not just sort of laughable, you know, because that's what that kid is walking into. And I don't know who the coach is going to be, but Woody Johnson's picking him. So he probably won't be the right guy, and he probably won't have a great staff, and they probably won't be as prepared as they should be. It's a shame, but the common denominator in all of this is Woody Johnson. You had, 2.5 years where the Rex Ryan teams punched above their weight class, and that's it in 25 years of Jets football. I mean, that's it in terms of what's been meaningful. And you show me the players they produced. Like, tell me, who, you know, especially anything, quarterback, offensive skill players, who's really panned out? I mean, is it all them, or is it that horrible building with that horrible owner?
Jason, the Ravens win yesterday. They're sitting 2-5. Everybody else in the division loses. Yeah. Steelers lose last night, giving up a ton of yards to the Packers. You have that matchup, Love against Rodgers. Love was phenomenal. Kraft, awesome last night. But you wake up and, let me check out BetMGM. Let's see what those division odds are. The Ravens, $1.20 favorite, -120. The 2-5 Baltimore Ravens. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think they've dug themselves quite a hole now. Does everything collapse around them? I mean, I think that part of that Jets story we didn't talk about is Flacco played his ass off again, and that defense is just so horrific. That, I mean, if Cincinnati holds on and wins, we'd be talking about the Bengals, and they get two cracks at the Ravens coming up, and that's not a good Ravens defense. And I think we'd be looking at the Bengals saying, my God, they might be viable, and maybe more than viable, maybe in first place when Burrow comes back. Devastating loss for them. The Baltimore Ravens are not a great football team. They found a way to beat the Bears. They did not turn the ball over. Snoop Huntley played exemplary football. For him, in that situation, I'm calling it exemplary. He was a game manager plus-plus. Did not turn the ball over, used his legs wisely, helped them finish some drives on the ground, didn't bleep it up, and was able to sprinkle in some explosives to Zay Flowers. You know, they got Bateman a little bit involved, not the deep stuff we're used to, but at least it wasn't a total nothing burger for him. Getting Pat Ricard back is a big deal. I still think, you know, the Bears were kind of their own worst enemy, not finishing some drives there, getting too cute with their personnel in the backfield, playing around. The Bears had a chance to be up maybe 14-0 in that game, and it might have been very differently. I still have major, major issues with the Baltimore Ravens defense. That could even show up 3 days from now in Miami. So we'll see. I'm a Ravens skeptic. We'll see. Is Lamar definitely playing in this game? We don't know that for sure. But yeah, look, that division, whoever wins it is going to be a flawed, you know, probably deeply flawed football club that just found a way to win a tiebreaker.
How good's Drake May, Jason?
I think he's really good. I mean, we can keep talking about who he's played and who he hasn't played, but I mean, that's a day where Myles Garrett is getting off and wrecking things, and he still, you know, he still finds a way to hang 30 points. I know the Browns defense doesn't travel as well, and it's not quite as good on the road, but like I really think and thought Jimmy Schwartz was going to have that unit up for this one, and I think for the most part they were. And after a really slow start, and that's what you worry about as a, like, they haven't been great at home for a long time, New England, right? Now all of a sudden there's expectations there. Oh, and it's a poor start, and we're messing around in this like 9-7-7-6 game, and we're not getting it going early. And the early game script with McDaniels wasn't great. So does his youth show? Does his inexperience show? And he just got better as the game went on, and it ended up being completely out of hand through three quarters. Like, I think the kid is pretty special, and I mean, I don't know about MVP and all that, although you keep looking around this league and guys keep falling by the wayside, right? Through injuries or slumps or mini slumps. I'll be tracking those odds. I don't think I'll be playing any of those odds. But he's got a real head coach. And say what you want about McDaniels as a head coach, he's got a real coordinator who has developed quarterbacks. Again, even people like Jacoby Brissett, who was a mid-round pick there, he's still in the league. So, like, he's got the infrastructure that, you know, some of these other guys have never had. So, yeah, I'm buying him, and I'm buying New England as a real viable AFC East division winner.
With NFL insider Jason LaConfora, it's brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Monday Night Football, the Chiefs, a big favorite tonight. This number's come down a little bit. It's now sitting at 11. High total, 48, hosting the Commanders and Marcus Mariota. What do you think about tonight?
I think the Chiefs are strutting their stuff, and they're getting off on strutting their stuff, and Andy Reid wants them to strut their stuff because, like, they didn't lose their mojo right on offense for, like, a few weeks. Like, they lost it for, I don't know, a season and a half. I mean, you go back and look how long it's been since they were rolling up even 28 a game with regularity. And now they're starting to let you know when you come to Arrowhead, you better get to 33. You better at least get to 31. You probably got to get to 33 or 34 and maybe more. And I just don't think they take their foot off the gas until they get there. And I think against this Dan Quinn kind of vanilla, pretty pedestrian defense that's being gutted right now, that's without some key guys and doesn't have individual pass rush brilliance, I just think that's what it is. Like, I think the Chiefs win this game by double digits, maybe not 12 or 11 and a half or 13, but I'm comfortable with 9.5 and building some things off of that. Like, I think they score over 27 and a half and probably more, right? So you put those two together, Chiefs to win by 10, Chiefs to score 28, it'll get you plus money. I think Mahomes does his thing. I mean, he's throwing for 3 touchdowns a game again. They're letting him stay in some of these games longer than you might think that are blowouts to get the 4th touchdown, to try to get the 5th touchdown if he's got 4 in the first half or 4 early in the 3rd quarter. So I think that's there. The unveiling of Rice continues. We saw him show up with volume last week, right? 7 catches on 10 targets. What did Mahomes throw it? Only 32 times, 30 times. Because they were blowing out the Raiders, still threw it 30 times. 1 of every 3 targets went to Rice. I don't know that he gets quite that target share this week, but, like, do we start seeing him downfield? Do they start really flexing their muscles with the deep ball with him? I think so. I mean, his long reception, 22 and a half. Do I think he catches 5 balls? Do I think he gets at least 80 yards? I do. And I've been having fun playing these Rashard Smith receiving totals. And he does have 4 targets now in 3 of the last 4 games. He's got at least four targets in the last 3 home games. They're continuing to give you really good plus money, plus 250, close to plus 300, 30 receiving yards and above. Like, he's got his niche there, and he's getting a ton of yak. Now, sometimes he's catching the ball deep behind the line of scrimmage, but I think he gets 30 receiving yards tonight. I think he's in the early script showing up a little bit. And I think, again, when the game starts getting out of hand, there's still those 3rd and 8 checkdowns to him where a lot of times he's still going to take it past the stick. So he's an intriguing talent. He makes people miss. I think they really like that element. I think he's going to keep showing up in the red zone a little bit. There's a touchdown waiting to happen with him. And I think the Chiefs win pretty comfortably.
As we're talking, Baltimore is getting bet. Now, the market believes Lamar is in. That's why you hang Baltimore 7. But as we're talking, Baltimore is moving to 7.5 basically everywhere. My question to you, can we trust them? Is he playing? Question mark.
I'm not on that. Like, I'm not getting on. I don't know what I'll be playing in that game. I'm not going to be laying the points on the road with the Ravens. Even if he plays, just bear in mind, we're talking over a month since he's had a real practice, because there are no real practices this week. Today is a rehab day. It's a film day. Tomorrow's a glorified walkthrough. Wednesday, we're flying to South Beach. I've seen him go down to South Beach on a short week before, try to do too much, and the game completely blow up. Like, I don't know. Like, you tell me, what are the Miami Dolphins? What do you do with them? I don't know what to make of them. Like, Atlanta definitely sucks more than I thought. Zach Robinson is a total fraud who should have been fired weeks ago, but like they did just like they did just put their big boy pants on, and an Atlanta team that had been pretty physical got mauled by Miami for four quarters. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I don't know that I'm going to be doing a whole lot Thursday night because I really don't know what to make of both these teams. Like, again, if Lamar plays, he is still a human being, like, who has not done much. Like, you can't – I think there's going to be rust. I think there's – he was sacked 15 times before this injury. Like, is Ronnie Stanley playing in this game? He's in and out of every game. I don't know, man. I just – this one's got a lot of, like, caution. You know, what is it? Amber flashing lights. Like, caution, caution, mm-hmm. careful, careful. I don't know. I doubt I will have as much on this game as I do a lot of these Thursday night standalone.
Jason, we only have about 30 seconds left. Trade deadline next Tuesday, 8 days away. Which teams, which names do we need to watch out for?
I think you always need to look out for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think you need to look out for the Buffalo Bills. I think you need to look out for the Pittsburgh Steelers, all probably looking for pass rush. I don't know that there's much out there, guys. You know, this Hendrickson situation, I don't think they were going to trade him anyway. Now you're dealing with injuries. But I think one of those three teams will make something close to a power move.
All right, very good. NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, Wanna Bet Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Thank you, Jason. Best of luck with everything you do tonight, and I'll talk to you on Sunday morning. Joe O, Sammy P. We've got Monday morning market moves. We'll do college football, then the NFL here on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we do this every Monday, college football, then the NFL. Wow, I was just taking a glance this morning at these NFL numbers. They're moving. I don't know that we could really say the same so far for the college football numbers, but certainly a lot to get into. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P, Sam on X at SP Shoot. I'm here at Joe Ostrowski. Thanks for checking out Bet Sweats. Appreciate each and every one of you. All right, the college football conversation. Let's not start it with a move on a number. How about some other numbers? How about a $54 million buyout? How about that number for one Brian Kelly? A lot of noise around it. We figured it was coming. And then you have that performance on Saturday night. The Sharps are on the LSU side. Everybody else on the opposite side. LSU at night, home dog, wasn't quite at three. People were thinking that's the way to go. Well, how about a 24-point home loss to Texas A&M? That's exactly what LSU Tigers fans got. So now LSU is open. Sam, it's not Halloween. We've got Penn State, Florida, LSU, Oklahoma State, Stanford, UCLA. That was like after a couple weeks. Arkansas, Virginia Tech. I'm probably missing some. It's insane how many college jobs and some of them big college jobs like this LSU one currently already open.
I'm glad you brought up UCLA because one of the funniest tweets I saw this weekend after they got absolutely ragdolled by Indiana.
So good.
Did you see the tweet where they showed Tim Skipper, the actual interim coach, and they're like, mm-hmm. Oh, you want to show Tim Skipper after they lose by 50, but you want to show Neuheisel when they win, right?
It
was so funny.
No one even knew that he was the head coach.
I laughed so hard because when they were winning all these games, they were showing mm-hmm. Neuheisel. Like, all you saw was Neuheisel. And then they lose 56-6, and they show Tim Skipper on every tweet. And you're like, that is interesting that Neuheisel was getting all the credit when they're winning games. The offense scores 6 points, and they show Tim Skipper finally. I thought that was very funny. Whoever brought so that true. To the forefront deserved his flowers because that was a very, very funny tweet.
Remember where the room was at in that game?
Did they bet the dog?
UCLA plus 24.5.
In a season where a lot of these teams are in battles week after week. I mean, look, I've bet a bunch of Bama, and I've got Ty Simpson stock. Bama's mm-hmm. been in some freaking battles, man. They've been in a lot of games where they maybe could have lost. Not Indiana. Indiana just destroying teams. Well, I take that back. The game against Iowa was tight. But that's what happens when you go to Iowa. They dominated yes. Oregon. They pummel Michigan State. And then they beat UCLA 56-6. It feels like most teams are in a lot of tight games, except for Ohio State and Indiana, for the most part.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Alabama because we've talked about spot-wise. Man, when is it going to happen? When is the other team going to cover? Well, it finally happened. That game was hanging in the balance on the road at South Carolina. Bama wins by 7. The number, though, was 11.5. We finally got that spot where if you were fading Alabama, where we don't walk away and say, wow, another impressive win for the Tide. That was a win, but that felt more about survival on Saturday.
That was like the only game I won on Saturday. I took 4 mm-hmm. underdogs and 3 of them lost. I had LSU. I mean, you go to the half, you feel good about it. And then you turn on the third quarter and you're like, they're not going to cover. You know that one right away. And then I thought Paul had a pretty funny point before the show, like Brian Kelly's undressing the special teams coordinator verbally. It's like, dude, stop. It's not his fault. You guys are getting torqued. You're just not a good team right now. But I had, who did I have? I had Mizzou. Mizzou was right there, and then the quarterback, you know, injures his foot, right, gets carted off the field. Had LSU, and then I had another dog that did not get home. I can't remember who it was. But South Carolina was nice. Yay, go me.
Did you have North Carolina?
No, I didn't. I didn't lay the points either. I can't remember who my
other Collins, dog was. We need to talk, buddy. Said they were going to lay it on him. Overtime? Overtime? What's going on?
Way too close for comfort. Oh, Toledo. 17. I had Toledo. Oh, Toledo was the other dog I had. Just like, oh, all the favorites on Saturday. And then all the favorites on Sunday. And I'm a dog guy. Just like, all right. What You're else could go wrong?
Guy. That's been established.
Well,
not a dog guy.
Underdog. Underdog guy. Not a dog guy.
Brian Kelly news, LSU. So, okay, at the top, I guess Florida's still in there. Of course, Penn State as well. Is this right now, by margin, the best available job?
I don't know. What I do know is that Lane Kiffin's agent is going to just pit all these schools against each other. Right? If you're Lane Kiffin right now, you have a really nice contract at Ole Miss, and now Florida's interested, and LSU is probably interested. You just got the Bermuda Triangle right there. You just have them all fight each other and see who's the most desperate. I think it's LSU. I think Florida's a great job, though, because of all the recruits that come out of Florida. I think that's always a very underrated job. When we talk about the big marquee jobs in the SEC and we talk about Alabama and Georgia and, you know, all these teams, I think Florida is still sort of an underrated job. I mean, look what Urban Meyer did there. All you got to do is win and recruit. Now, easier said than done, I guess. But, I mean, Florida's a sleeping giant. If you get the right coach in there that knows how to recruit and reaps the benefits of developing said recruits, it's a national championship hotbed if done correctly. Same with LSU, though. Which job do you think is better?
LSU.
Yeah.
It's paid him $54 million to go away. Would you rather take an LSU job or Penn State? Honestly, LSU. If you still have that Penn State stink. Sorry, Dykstra. But, yeah, it's tough. And you're always going to be compared to that guy. Forever. It's about Joe Pa. Yeah, I think so, too. I think LSU is certainly a better job, and they will pay you a lot of money to go away. We've been seeing that with the last few coaches that they have fired. Like, I wouldn't be crying if I'm Brian Kelly this morning. You're not feeling great, but also knowing what's to come. How much? I think he's getting like $800K a month for like ever. It's crazy.
Wow.
Crazy what he's going to get.
Good for him.
Yeah, how about it? Do you think it's such a job that maybe this is the one that Dan Lanning would leave for?
I don't know, man. I don't know why he would leave. He's got everything he wants at Oregon. You think he would really leave for LSU? I don't think so. I think he's got a better job now just because there's not as much competition. You go
I'm
to
thinking
LSU,
big names. Yeah.
You got to compete with Bama. You got to compete with Georgia. You got to compete with Tennessee and Texas and Oklahoma. In the Big Ten, you got to deal with Ohio State and Indiana. Which mountain is easier to climb?
Well, there are some big names that we talked about, and we laughed at the idea about going to Penn State, quite honestly. But if we're establishing that this is a better job, one of the best jobs out there, everything's open. Talked about Lane Kiffin. We're like, ooh, Dan Lanning. No, he's turned down big jobs in the past. I think Bama was one of them. He turned down big jobs, but maybe he would look at this as being the right one. What if they go down the Notre Dame road again? Call Marcus Freeman. If it's a better job, maybe there's a chance. Maybe. Here's another name that I find fascinating that did come up in the Penn State conversation. Which coach got all the credit for the LSU championship?
Joe Brady.
Well, that. Is this job too big for him right now?
I just don't know that he wants to recruit. You've started to hear some rumblings about Joe Brady that he just wants to coach. And if that's the case, he stays in the NFL. If he wants to recruit and deal with NIL and the portal and all that, he's going to have his pick of the litter. But I don't know that he wants to do that. I don't know. I've heard some people say that he wants to just coach. I do have odds for you. Dave Mason put up LSU Tigers next head coach odds. The favorite is John Sumrall, plus 150. Then Joe Brady, 2-1. Lane is 4. James Franklin is 6. Drinkwitz is 8. Jeff Brohm is 12.
You can't hire James Franklin. You can't. That's a non-starter.
I wouldn't.
He's at that next tier right now. Just leaving Penn State, getting fired from that job. Oh, has he been doing the media tour? He's everywhere, man. He's going to explain his side of the story. My wife kept saying, why is he on there? Why do they want to talk to him? I'm like, if you want to come on my show, I'd want to talk to him too. It's like, yeah, I guess.
I'd talk to him. Can we book James Franklin?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no retread. There's no other big name. Like, you're a Fox guy. Herb's done, right?
I don't think Herb's coaching again. I don't. I have no opinion on that or no intel on that. That's my opinion. Herb's on the list, though. Herb's 25-1. John Gruden, 40-1.
Oh, of course.
Nick Saban, 75-1 to be the next LSU head coach again.
Back?
You
want
a title there. Yeah. He says you can't go home. Think about this. Hilarious. What if some school came to the Saban residence, knocked on the door, and said, we're going to give you $15 million a year? You think he'd do it?
Yes. I think he misses it. I think he'd love to do it. But he probably doesn't want to deal with LSU playing Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
probably doesn't want to deal with that. But I think he'd love to, especially now you've got these general managers at these colleges that are doing a lot of the recruiting, a lot of the BS that he doesn't want to do. You've got so many recruiting coordinators, and it's established which ones are great at it. He would probably steal one of those and pay him well. So, yeah, mate, I think there is a way for him to just worry about the coaching, and that's probably what he wants to do. I mean, we were talking about it at the time. That's why he left. But maybe there's a way around it where somebody would be so desperate. Belichick missed it. I think Saban misses it.
Yeah. He's got a cushy job, but we shall see. As for some of the games, I mark these in the morning. They're betting against Indiana. Okay, good luck. This number opened 22, and now we're 21.5. A couple 21s on the board. That's Maryland at home against Indiana. Good luck betting against Cignetti. That guy just keeps running it up. Another game that's moving, at least has moved in the last 10 minutes or so, USC at Nebraska. This number opened 6.5, and now we're out to 7. USC favored on the road in Lincoln. I kind of lean to the dog there, catching 7. And then this one hasn't really moved as of late, but it's definitely moved since the summer, when Ohio State was a 3.5-point favorite against Penn State. That was the game of the year line in the summer.
Wow.
They reopened it, Joe, at 20.5.
That's awesome. Oh, that's phenomenal. Good stuff. Did you mention Texas there? I don't believe you did. Texas Vandy? That's a big game. 2.5, 3 so far. Both 3-1 in the SEC in Austin. Another one that stands out. Oklahoma at Tennessee. Tennessee, a 3.5-point home favorite against the Sooners. Oklahoma goes down again.
A lot of people are going to wonder. A lot of people are going to wonder why Texas is favored. You're going to hear that. I think Vanderbilt's going to be a very trendy dog this week, and the books will probably need Texas to win and cover. What do you think?
Yep, they were a trendy dog last week. What do you think? They went in cover? Pavia is 5th in the Heisman odds now. 8-1 over at BetMGM.
He had like 160 yards of offense.
How much did that number go down? Good. Was it cut in half?
He was 7 or 8 to 1 morning of the game.
Stayed the same. Okay.
Marcel Reed was the big riser. Reed was the one that came up a bunch in the Heisman market. Yep.
Yeah, still Simpson, Mendoza at the very top, and it's been chronicled. We've gone over it, how it is changing on a weekly basis most of the year. But now it's kind of, okay, they're keeping Simpson, Mendoza at the top, and right there as the third favorite saying, like you, I don't see that happening. I don't see it where he leapfrogs all of these quarterbacks. He's alone at the top where he gets all the credit for the Buckeyes' success.
Their defense has 6 NFL guys on it, and Matt Patricia running the show. That's their best part of the team.
Yep, no doubt. Joe O, Sammy P, up next, Monday morning market moves in the NFL. A number of games have already moved 2 to 3 points. We'll identify those for you here on BetSwitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just hit up the Monday morning market moves in college football. Let's do the same for the NFL. A lot of numbers have changed from where we were just a week ago, and we want to talk about that. But Sam, when it comes to this week's card, we had our complaints about this week, this past week with six buys. We didn't have many great games. 1 o'clock Eastern slate was pretty terrible. It was all blowouts, even the upsets outside of Jets Bengals. Everything else was a blowout. But we can't complain when we've got the Chiefs at the Bills. Nothing
no,
to cry.
Not at all.
Right? Yep. Nope. We've got Chiefs, Bills. That is your late afternoon, not Sunday night football. It is a late afternoon window, the game that everybody is going to be watching. And going into the Chiefs game tonight, the Chiefs are favored. So obviously this could change, but let's talk about it, man. This is the game. Every guest we have this week, we're going to make sure that we clear out a few minutes to talk about Chiefs, Bills. The Chiefs right now installed as a short road favorite, -1.5, total 51 and a hook.
Ooh. I was hoping that the Bills weren't going to win by a million points yesterday so we could get like a 2.5 or maybe a 3. Not going to happen when you win by 30 points. So now Buffalo is starting to feel itself. I think McDermott had a lot to do with the game plan yesterday defensively. So we'll see how that plays out. I think he took over some of the play calling there, so that'll be something to pay attention to for sure. But I wonder, is Buffalo going to go off the favorite here? That's sort of where my first thought comes from, because they opened at 1.5, and now we're at 1 already. One. Circa's at 1, yep. Superbook, South Point, BetMGM, all at 1.
Mm-hmm.
Bills the favorite, maybe? Maybe.
Okay, let's say Commanders cover. 10-point game tonight. Chiefs win. We end up going with the Bills as a favorite.
Maybe during the game, Buffalo gets bet to the favorite.
Oh, wow.
Could.
Wow. That would be
amazing. What if the Commanders go up 10-0? What do you think is going to happen to that game next week?
Yeah,
don't bet it.
It's going to happen. It's going to be Bills. They're going to take the home dog, 100%. There's probably going to be some maneuvering all week. We could see favorite flips, maybe multiple times. It's possible. You know, sharp money could move it. It's going to be really interesting. Game of the week. There's no doubt about it. Everybody's going to be talking about it. Be curious to see where we are tomorrow morning after the results of what we have tonight, or like you mentioned, during the game. There is one game that is the biggest mover from the look ahead line. This has moved 3 points through the 10. Well, now we're back at 10 at some spots. No, but there's still some 10.5s out there. Chargers at the Titans. Chargers, a massive favorite. Extra rest going at the Titans. We saw the big performance on Thursday night as they housed the Minnesota Vikings and Carson Wentz and company. And the Tennessee Titans, no chance once again yesterday against the Colts. They are a dead team walking here in the middle of the season. What do you think about the Chargers going to 10.5 on the road?
Every bone in my body wants to take the points, but I just
don't do it, dude.
No, nope. I'm good. I mean, I had to say that though. Like I'm attracted to the 10-point home dog. Nah.
Another game with a 3-point adjustment. Oh, this is going to be hard.
Are you going to take Atlanta? Is that where you're going?
Of course, that's where I'm going.
I knew it.
I don't know that I'm going to take them. But nobody's going to bet them. I don't know what they're going to do on a week-to-week basis. I have no idea which team is going to show up. But now it's New England -5.5. The look ahead was -2.5. And they move it through the 3, 4, and 5 based on what the Falcons did. I would say it was kind of expected. Maybe the Patriots exceeded expectations a little bit yesterday against Cleveland. I will say they did because that's a tough Browns defense, even though the team overall stinks. But New England minus 5.5. How far is this game going to go? Nobody's going to want to bet the Falcons off what they saw against the Niners and then yesterday against the Dolphins.
I could take the Falcons because I didn't bet Atlanta yesterday. So I'm not feeling in some weird mode where I can't get there. Like I understand you had Atlanta and Survivor and stuff, so you hate their guts.
Yeah.
This is the time to get there, though, especially if you get a six. 100%. We get out to six, Atlanta plus six. Yeah, I'll have Atlanta.
I think we're going to get to six. Do you?
Very possible. To already be 5.5 on Monday morning, mind you, I don't think you're going to see a lot of Atlanta support the next couple days.
Maybe we should just do first half.
Maybe we should do money line.
Oh, the loss is coming. It's just a matter of when. God, well, we got to find out about London and Penix and all. You're not betting it with Cousins, are you?
No, I think Penix is going to play. I have to write this down now so I remember. Falcons Atlanta money line. I'm writing that down just to remember that. I'm going to write Monday so I know exactly what I had this premonition. Okay, we can move on now.
I don't have to push very hard to get you to fade the Patriots.
I didn't bet against them yesterday. It's been a couple Good weeks, call. Actually. I didn't get there yesterday with Cleveland. Bartender had New England. He texted me, he goes, Drake May can't be stopped. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, and at half, it was a game. It was 9-7 at half. You're like, oh, this is the game they go down. And then Drake May just took over in the third quarter. But I could tell when you were setting that up, I knew exactly where you were going. I could just sense it.
All these games on the board. I mean, yeah, it's tough. It's tough to bet Atlanta. The Atlanta side is challenging as well. All right, after last night, here we got a big mover. Green Bay. Is it going to be Andy Dalton? Maybe. It's now 12.5. It was 10.5. I know 11, 12, they're not key. But, man, we're getting out to a monster number. This will be the most popular play in Survivor. Green Bay hosting the Panthers.
Get your Tucker Craft props early. Bet them on Wednesday or Thursday morning because those suckers are going to float. Once they get hung, they will get bet. And now you're going to pay that Tucker Craft tax. You're going to see Kraft have props a lot like Prime Kelsey. Like, that's what we're going to get to. You're going to have to lay $1.40 anytime touchdown. You're going to have to bet over like 78.5 or 82.5 or something like that. You're going to get the full throttle overreaction to Kraft, who's been very, very good. I don't think the Packers are losing. I still don't know how good the Packers are, but they only have one loss and one tie. That Sunday night game against Dallas, that shootout on Sunday night. So they've done everything that they've been supposed to do for the most part. And now you're looking at a number. I see 13 at a couple books, one in Vegas, one offshore. BetMGM has 12.5. Green Book has 11.5. There's no real consensus price on this game so far.
A lot of games that have moved a bunch. Thursday night, are they playing in between again? Are they waiting on confirmation for Lamar? Certainly seems that way. -7.5 at Miami. So Baltimore, the team suddenly has life after taking down the Bears with Huntley. Miami might have a little life. They destroy the Falcons. And now they're the home team getting 7.5. What do you think?
Well, Schefter said on Saturday that he was playing Thursday, or at least that was the plan. So I'm under the impression that the market is operating as if Lamar is going to play. And when they opened at 7, that was pretty telling to me. I mean, it's hard to make Baltimore a 7-point road favorite without Lamar. So I think this is a 90% in number. And then when we were talking to Jason Lockenfora during that segment, they were betting the 7. So the books were saying he's in, and then the market still laid the 7 out to 7.5. So that's a Lamar in number to me.
And if he's officially in, it probably goes to 8, maybe.
Could be.
Something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. But we're not talking about a massive move there. it is strange to look at the board and just see that Detroit at some spots is favored by 9.5 against Minnesota. I know the situation. We know the current state of the two teams. The lines looked great last week. Tough spot here, off a bye, all that. Vikings look terrible again on Thursday. But it does, I don't know about you, Sam, but it gives me a little bit of pause. I'm not saying I want to bet on Carson Wentz because I don't. But when you see the 8.5, 9, now apparently it's going to be McCarthy, right? That's the idea. That's what they were saying yesterday. We'll see.
Ooh, till it's official. He's back? Is he back?
What week did they say? I forgot if they, I think they I said know. Week 9. I mean, I don't know. He's got kids. He's busy.
I don't believe them. I just don't believe the Minnesota regime with anything they say. Until I see him back under center, I don't believe them.
Would you bet on him if he's in?
It's a big number. 8.5, big 9 is a big number. Is it not? Divisional
very
game?
Big number. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
You're right, though, on Wentz. I need to know for sure that Wentz is not starting. If Wentz is out there, I have no interest. None.
Yeah. Yeah. Another big number. This is going to be an obvious week for Survivor. It's the Rams. This thing's almost 2 touchdowns against the Saints. We didn't talk about it. Rattler gets benched mid-game for the guy that we thought was going to start all season, Tyler Shuck. Rattler turning the ball over again. They're like, enough's enough. I'm assuming Rattler's not going to play next week or at least not going to start. But the Rams, time to prepare for this one. They should destroy them at home against the Saints.
That's a Survivor look for sure. I'm sure you're going to have some Rams in your envelope, no?
Yeah, 100%. Some Rams, some Packers. Those are the obvious looks. A lot of options again. I mean, the Chargers is – we got three double-digit games already?
Yep, 3 of them.
Yep.
And the Bears are favored in Cincy.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. Not for me, missing all that secondary against Flacco, Jamar Chase. Oh, my God. Every game, he's going off, whether they end up winning or losing. Joe O, Sammy P, we hand out Monday moons on the other side. This is BetSwex.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.